USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. The U.S. military stood up to multiple attacks in the Middle East. Dave Collins has the details.
The United States says its military forces were attacked four times in Iraq and Syria on Thursday. Reuters reported both U.S. and international forces were attacked with rockets and armed drones at multiple sites in both countries. There are no reported casualties.
The cost of eggs might be on the rise soon due to a confirmed case of bird flu in a flock of 1.35 million chickens in Ohio's Union County. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has ordered the slaughter of all affected birds to contain the highly contagious virus. While the bird flu outbreak in 2022 has been less severe than the previous years, it has still led to the culling of 8.1 million birds this year, with 5.8 million culled in November alone, affecting several large egg farms in Iowa, Minnesota, and now Ohio. The widespread culling aims to control the virus's spread, particularly among wild birds. Several House Democrats are coming after Elon Musk.
More than 20 House Democrats are jointly drafting a letter to Elon Musk asserting that his media platform X is spreading terrorist propaganda. The letter also alleges that the platform, formerly known as Twitter, is profiting from misinformation surrounding the Israel-Hamas conflict. Following Musk's endorsement of a post accusing members of the Jewish community of promoting hatred against white people, several companies, including Disney and Apple, have withdrawn their advertising from X. I'm John Schaefer.
Several pro-Palestinian protesters are in custody after trying to disrupt the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. The New York Daily News reports some of the protesters wore white jumpsuits with the words ethnic cleansing, colonialism, and militarism printed on them. They jumped the barricades, and it also appears that they had their hands glued to the pavement. The marching bands and floats had to make their way around them as police moved in to make arrests. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
As part of a ceasefire agreement brokered by Qatar, a four-day truce in the Israel-Hamas conflict began in Gaza on Friday. Qatar reported the release of 24 hostages, including 13 Israelis, 10 Thai citizens, and a Filipino. In reciprocation, Israel released 33 Palestinian prisoners later in the day, while the truce also facilitates increased shipments of fuel and supplies into Gaza, aiming to address the humanitarian needs of the 2.3 million Palestinians affected by the weeks-long Israeli bombardment. A man who officials believe was a top assassin for El Chapo has been arrested in Mexico. Nestor Perez Salas was arrested by national security forces, and authorities are now looking to extradite him to the United States, where he's been wanted for nearly 3 years. Salas was also allegedly head of the security for four of El Chapo's sons. President Biden has praised the arrest as a result of bravery and cooperation between the United States and Mexico. Ohio's newly passed constitutional amendments regarding abortion and reproductive rights, set to take effect on December 7th, are facing uncertainties as existing lawsuits on abortion-related matters continue through the courts. The amendment securing an individual's right to make reproductive decisions was supported by a 57% majority in a recent vote. This marks the seventh consecutive victory for supporters of abortion access in statewide votes since the Supreme Court overturned constitutional protections. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.